Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that prize is a case of absolutely nothing. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City and in Vegas, down on Pharrellmont Street, downtown at the D Casino. Don't forget, we're here with William Hill as well. And Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. It's all happening Sunday in Atlanta, L.A., and New England. PharrellOnTheBench.com will have you ready. The best picks, the best props, all the action that matters. I give it all to you. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Sign up today. Tomorrow, episode 135 of Pharrell on the Bets. My sports betting podcast on Westwood One. You can get it at westwoodonepodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available. Subscribe free and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Again, episode 135 tomorrow. Carver High is a guest on the show every day this week, and he's also pimping out ILC podcast. No show this week, Carver High.
No show because we're in Vegas, but I'm going to do a little live video one after the Tampa game Friday night before we do our show here.
A little Twitter live?
Yes, a little Twitter
live. I'm a little surprised you didn't do the ILC podcast on my system.
Well, you know what?
I probably could have did it.
Nah, I'm not going to do it. I don't have any of my stuff with me. I need to.
What is that?
And they haven't played all week. They've been on the bye all week. So there hasn't been anything to talk about anyway.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So I'm going to take your calls. Call now. I'll take your calls, 855-212-4227. Call about the Super Bowl. Call about anything. We've been talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, Cam Newton, DeSean Jackson. Greg Holland signed with the D-backs, the reliever. Redskins hire Rob Ryan as linebackers coach. Roger Goodell's press conference today. The Padres will bring back the brown unis in 2020. Those ugly brown unis.
How about that? Those
unis.
Are the best.
I love them. I love anything ugly. The Pelicans do not want to deal with the Lakers for Anthony Davis. They do not want to deal with the L.A. Lakers. They want no part of it.
So what does this mean now? If they don't want to deal with the Lakers,
it means he's going to the Boston Celtics.
It means they're not going to deal him before the trade deadline, and he's going to have to sit with them for the next couple months.
That's Call about that. Jerry Jones says that Jason Garrett is not on shaky ground. He's on higher ground.
Shaky
Robert
ground.
Kraft is willing to talk extension with Tom Brady.
Extension.
Give him another contract. He's going to play till he's 80. The Sooners give Lincoln Riley more
More cash for Lincoln.
He's making $6 million a year. He's top 10 paid coaches in college football. Michigan State's Joshua Langford out for the rest of the season with a left foot injury. He's 16 a game. Your boy Rob Doster said it doesn't matter.
No big deal.
You cannot lose a guy to drop 16 a game in Big Ten play and tell me it doesn't hurt you.
I think it's a problem.
LeBron practices, but he's ruled out for Thursday's game against the Clippers. Call the show, 855-212-4227. Real quick, I wanted to tell a story. I had a guy just come up to me. He's probably not going to hear this because he's on his way to his car.
He said he's going to listen when he gets in the car. So maybe you want to wait a second.
So I should save the story?
Let the guy get in the car so that he can hear the story.
All right.
He'll be excited.
Will you remind me to do it?
When we come back from the next break, I'll remind you to tell the story about the gentleman that was just here.
I got something for you in the interim, Scott.
Oh, hold on a second. All right, go ahead.
You're talking about AD, and you were talking about, you know, how they're not going to do what he wants to do. Not only that, apparently, I've seen online tonight, they yanked him out of the pregame video that they play at the arena beforehand. They have highlights of, you know, all these other guys about Holiday, about, you know, Mirotic, all these other guys doing highlights. No AD in it whatsoever.
I got no problem with that at all. I really
so
don't.
You mean at the Pelicans home game, they've now erased him from literally everything.
The pregame video he is out of, even though he's still on the team.
I got no problem with that, honestly. He don't want to be there. They should take him out. Good for them. That's a nice job by the Pelicans.
Do you think that is...
Screw him.
But are you okay with his timing? Right before the deadline, or even should he have just not done anything? Or are you okay with him saying, I went out?
My problem isn't necessarily him saying that he wants out. When these guys do this, it kind of sucks. But you know what? If they're going to give you the heads up that, hey, try to get something for me before you get nothing and I just sign somewhere else. My problem is with his agent then opening his mouth to ESPN and telling everybody that he made this request and telling everybody where he wants to go. If you don't do it with the team and just under the table say, hey, listen up, just so you know, if you can get a good haul for me, I'm not coming back. Get something. But going and running and telling everybody is just bad business to me.
Honestly, I'm sick of these players trying to absolutely run the entire league. I'm sick of it. I think it hurts the NBA. The NBA is bad enough as it is. Now you have all these guys running around.
Right.
They all want to play in the same three places, and it's just making the league really bad.
Let's go to Salusi in Anchorage. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Salusi, hey, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to ask about the Saints fans. I want to know what hurts them more, the missed tackle from Marcus Williams last year against the Vikings or the missed call by the refs this year?
Well, I think last year was a miracle play for the Vikings, Diggs. That was a miracle, and I think this year they just got shafted. So I think this hurts more. That was like there's nothing you can do about it. The guy made a great play, and your corner missed the tackle completely. He flew by him, and the guy turned around and ran 50 yards for a touchdown. That was you got burned. This time you got screwed. So you get screwed over. It's clearly something that would hurt worse.
Yeah, I think that this one is worse. Also, last year they would have had to win another game before they even got to the Super Bowl. They would have had to go to Philly the next week and beat the Eagles. This is a lot worse. You were 2 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl, and that play happened. But there was a lot more than that play in that game.
So who do you think is going to have more of an impact on this game? Trey Flowers, the top pass rusher of the Pats, believe it or not, with 7.5 sacks, 21 sacks over three seasons. Or Michael Brockers in his seventh season with the Rams, 54 tackles, one sack. He's a run stuffer on that defense for the Rams. Who's going to have a better game?
I think that Flowers is one of the more underrated players in the entire NFL. That guy is a monster on the D-line for the Pats. He does an unbelievable job. I could see him being a big factor in this game on Sunday. And Brockers better do something because I think they're going to take Donald out. They're going to double Donald and Sue, and Brockers and Fowler are going to have to do the damage to try to get to Brady. And he's one of those guys that's got to make it happen.
And then what about Aaron Donald? He led the league with 20.5 sacks and 25 tackles for losses. Likely defensive player of the year for the second straight year. All pro for the fourth straight year. And then you got a guy like Lawrence Guy in his second year with the Pats and has been solid with 59 tackles. But there's no way Lawrence Guy can do what Aaron Donald does.
No, he can. Nobody can do what Aaron Donald does in this league. He is that good. I just think that they're going to box him up. I think they're going to put two guys on him the whole time. I think he's going to have a really hard time making an impact in this game.
And how do you think Sue has done, the Ndamukong Suh? 4.5 sacks with the Rams this year in his first year in L.A.
This will be the game where he has to earn his money because he's going to have opportunities with how they're going to take Donald out. Sue has to make an impact for the Rams to win this game.
Malcolm Brown is a huge run stuffer, 39 tackles, 15 games during the regular season. He clogs up lanes for sure. Brown on the Pats defensive side of the ball. We're taking your calls, 855-212-4227. All you have to do is pick it up, dial it, and dance. Kevin in Maryland, you're on the bench.
Hey, man, you are the man. Let me tell you, Villanova tonight was only a 4.5-point favorite, and it moved to 6. That was a joke. Nice call, Pharrell, on NC State again last night, too. Every big school team is winning and covering. Louisville, 82-54. Iowa State, 93-68. Marquette, 76-58. Utah State, 103-73. Virginia Tech, 82-70. Ole Miss, best covered team in the land, 17-4, 90-86. GW over the worst Fordham team probably in the last 10 years, 79-61. Auburn, blowout, 92-58.
After every score? Listen,
Washington
Kevin.
Tonight.
Right, right. So, listen, I just wanted to say, you don't need to go through every game with me, but I will say this. I hit all of those games with you. I did pretty well tonight. I hit that Ole Miss spread. Carver, I remember this morning, I'm like, that's too many points to give Ole Miss, and they hit.
They did it.
But we're both going for this game right now, and we're very concerned because I got a lot of winning tickets today. And USC's been killing me. I got them in 7.
I just hit a big 3 in the corner.
So what's the score now?
38-30. They're back in the mix here. Let's go.
Get back in that thing. Call the show. What are you waiting for? Assad in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's minus 25 with the wind chill. It's 35. It's the coldest day of the year since I'm leaving this country for 30 years.
Jesus.
So anyway, I'm going to talk about, I have a trade proposal for Anthony Davis for our beloved Raptors.
All right, so wait a minute. You want Anthony Davis to play in Toronto now?
Yeah, why not? With the Kawhi, we got Kawhi. We're all in for this year, so we're gonna try to get Davis with Kawhi.
With what? Who are they gonna trade to the Pelicans? That's better than what Boston can give them.
Boston are not giving too much. They have first round pick, but they don't want to give it Tatum or somebody good, right? We have Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and Valanciunas, and first-round pick. I think this is a very good proposal for them.
Carver, do you believe that Siakam, Valanciunas, and a number one for Davis? Do you buy that?
No, not at all. The Raptors are not getting Anthony Davis.
I actually think that Boston could give them two number ones and Jaylen Brown. And literally, there's so many different variations of trades that Danny Ainge can make with them. I mean, the whole thing right now smells like they're going to Boston to make this deal because they've literally allegedly, I mean, they've told the highest sources, this Woj guy, that they don't want to deal with the Lakers. That means he's not going to the Lakers.
It seems like it's all being set up now.
I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Lakers, too. I told you this week, they suck. I'm sick of hearing it. All I ever hear about is the Lakers. All I ever watch is the Lakers. They're on every night. I mean, the Warriors, they lose one game every 2 months, but they never show them on TV. They show the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. That's all we watch is the Lakers. I want to puke. They never win. They suck. I watched them last night bend over. And without LeBron, they're even worse. They're not even good with him. I mean, honestly, it's just ridiculous. And now they've got Anthony Davis going there. For what? The whole team? The only way I would deal with them is literally, I'm not even kidding, give them LeBron James and the rest of the team.
Wow.
Give them the entire team and Luke Walton for AD. There's your bet. Because there's no way that crap team with those overrated, overhyped players, including Ingram. I mean, how about Ingram? They showed him last night. What do you have, 34?
Yeah.
I saw more Ingram highlights today than anyone else in the league, and they lost the game. They got whacked. Why am I watching highlights of some team that loses all the time? All they do is show Laker highlights, and they don't even win. For Christ's sakes, at least show me highlights when they win a game once a month. I mean, they're constantly the game wasn't even over. I was sitting in Long Bar, and I'm going, Brandon Ingram going off. Brandon Ingram highlights. Brandon Ingram going to the rim. Brandon Ingram dunking. Did you see him stand over the guy?
Corey Brewer, I believe.
Corey Brewer stood over him like Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram is the last guy I'm calling for to help me in a street fight with them skinny little arms of his and them skinny little legs and that skinny little neck of his. He's a twit. Are you kidding me? I mean, give me some guy that's a man at least to fight. That guy looks like a – I mean, he's like literally – he weighs less than my daughter. Trade his ass. And then Kuzma. They're always selling me that he's the next greatest player in the league. I mean, come on. Win a game. Shut up. Sick of hearing it. 855-212-4CBS. We're live in Vegas on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the story I wanted to tell you was back in the day, I don't know if I did this story this week. I may have.
This is the story about the gentleman that was here before.
So the guy that was here, Martin, I think his name was?
Yes.
Was that his name?
I believe so.
So he stopped by and he was like, listen, I used to watch you do the show here in Vegas. at the Pioneer Club. And the Pioneer Club was a legendary bar that was down the street here about, I don't know, 50 yards before the, literally right by the Golden Gate. It was, the Golden Gate Casino is like one Fremont Street. It's the oldest casino in Las Vegas. And if you walk another 25 steps or so, 50 steps, on the right, it would have been Vegas Vic was there, the giant sign with the cowboy waving you into the bar. Gigantic sign. It was the size of a building, this giant cowboy on the side of the building. And the Pioneer Club was a legendary bar right there. And back in the day when I did the show there, that this was a street, right? It was like a you know, cars going up and down. Now it's Fremont Street, and it's enclosed, and it's got a roof on it, and they got these video things going on, laser shows. Places filled with casinos and bars and you name it. It's debauchery.
Maniacs.
Maniacs, freaks, weirdos, geeks, trippers, losers, homeless, strippers, drug dealers. It's all there. But I used to do the show at the Pioneer Club on Monday nights, every Monday night on, you know, Sports Entertainment Network and KVG Las Vegas, 840. And every Monday night I did a Monday Night Football bash down there. And I mean to tell you, the things that went on in that bar, I mean to tell you, it was, I mean to tell you, like literally all I remember, I remember it vividly. So they had a Carl's Jr. in the back of the bar. They had pool tables set up in the middle of the bar. You could play pool while I was doing the show. And then they had this giant bar. And then we had the game going on this giant TV. There were literally people, I'm not even joking, smoking crack in the bar. Like giant, I mean, they were smoking literally the like glass bowls of crack in literally. And then there were people, I'm not even joking, I'm not, doing rails on the bar. Like literally they were on the bar cutting big lines. And I'm going, what is going on here? This is awesome. What is that? And there were strippers. I mean, it was crazy. This show was absolutely crazy. My behavior was appalling. And it was out of control. I should have been arrested. I mean, I remember, and I was doing all kinds of bad stuff. And I was going in and out of that bar, like, during breaks and, like, just smoking fatties. Drinking. Back then, I drank like a British sailor. I mean, to tell you, the booze I drank, they had to carry me out of there every Monday night and like, take me home. Forget a cab. They had to have someone carry me to my bed every Monday. For like a year. I did all like the whole Monday Night Football season. It was crazy. But the Pioneer Club's the stuff of legend. So what they're doing is, in that new casino, they're bringing that Vegas Vic back.
Into the
new place. They're going to put him up and bring him back from the dead.
Nice.
Because Vegas Vic ain't around anymore.
That'll bring back memories for you.
But they're going to bring him back. So here's my hats off to the old Vegas Pioneer Club and my shows on Monday nights down on Forelmont Street back in the day. That was 25 years ago that I was doing that. So just think how long I've been doing this show. I mean, I've been doing radio for 35 years, and it was 25 years ago that I was doing that show. I started doing radio in 83, and I've been doing it ever since. And that was in 93, so it was 10 years after I started. I was live in Vegas doing mornings on KBG. Then I did the national show first from 3 to 7 West, and then I did 7 to 10 morning drive in Vegas. So I was doing 7 straight hours on the radio every morning. It was pretty cool. And I only beat the crap out of one guy.
That's it?
Yeah, he came into the studio. He didn't like me very much, and he grabbed me by the neck, and I threw him to the ground and punched him in the face 15 times. And then I was also in hiding for about a week for that one. I told you the other story in Florida where I beat the guy up.
Yes,
you told me. Restaurant manager. I'm not a guy you're really big on grabbing around the neck area. You know, my reactions are pretty simple, straightforward. I crush your face in. But not really. I'm a pleasant guy. Normally, don't meet and judge me on this meeting alone. I've always been really typically a nice guy.
Normally, kidding. He's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
That's one of my favorite drops ever, that one right there, De Niro. My boy Birchie is open, reached out to me. He said today that he wanted to come to Vegas. I'm like, don't bother. Don't bother. It's too late. It's too late to come here.
Come for one day.
Yeah.
You should come for Friday night. It's always an unbelievable scene in here on Friday.
Friday night's going to be an incredible night at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
At 4 in the morning on Friday night, I guarantee it's going to be a little different than Saturday night at 4 in the morning for you.
You're right.
Saturday night at 4 in the morning, you're going to be Daddy Goo Goo Gaga. Friday night at 4 in the morning, I'm going to be your daddy.
Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup.
That was Hot Nicole responding to Carver High's behavior in Vegas. He will not be getting a fruit cup when he gets home. He will not benefit from that. Jim in Colorado, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. Imagine my surprise that you were mixing it up back in the day. Yeah.
It'd
be my surprise face.
Yeah. What a shock.
Speaking of back in the day, I think it's kind of cool that back in the day, the Rams were on top. Pats came in, took that game from them, and now it's like a redo. Only the Pats are on top, and the Rams are coming in young and stallion and looking to, you know, make a change. I'm just wondering, do you think if both teams come out and try and run the ball down each other's throats, do you think Gurley's got enough to take it to the house? And I'm picking Rams by 7.
Wow, I mean, that's a big number. I think that, you know, I remember the first game. One of the things that's going to be a lot different than that game was I think weren't the Pats 14-point dogs in that game?
Yes.
And this is a 3-point game, 2.5 points with the Pats favored. And remember when it first opened up, Rams were favored -1, and whoever got that +1 is loving life, and whoever's got to lay 3 at William Hill is miserable. I hate that number 3. I really do, because you could push easily. And if everyone bets on him and pushes and no one gets any money, it's disappointing. There's nothing worse than watching a game, a Super Bowl or a title game, and you don't make any money. When you bet a bunch of money, you want to win. You want to win. You don't want to lose. You don't want to push. You really don't. And so I think that Gurley, I'll be honest with you, I think Gurley has a better chance of having a day running the ball. I believe he has a better chance of running the ball than Sony Michel. But I do think Sony Michel will put the ball in the end zone for the Patriots. I think Gurley might have more yards. I think Michelle might have touchdown dances. So I think Gurley might rush the ball better, but the other guy's going to hit pay dirt. I'd rather score a touchdown than have a bunch of numbers. So for some reason, when the Patriots get inside the 10-yard line, they run the ball in the end zone, and they don't fail. And I, for some reason, that's what I see. I think both defenses are really good. I actually think the Rams defense, to me, is better at stopping the run than the Patriots. But I think the Patriots are better at stopping the pass. I think they're better at press coverage. I think they're, better in big games. You know, we haven't seen the Rams in many big games at all. We just saw them in one big game, and the refs helped them win. And that's all there is to it. Let's go back to New York and get an update. If you're on hold, I'm getting you on the air. Virginia, everywhere else. Call the show, 855-212-4227, 4CBS, 4227, and I'll get you on the bench and wax you up. Let's go back to John Fass.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Carver High, I'm still up big for the week in betting.
Yeah, you're doing very well.
Big week.
Very well. We could.
I don't want to lose it all on Super Sunday, I'll tell you that much.
It would be nice to finish off tonight with USC getting involved here a little bit. They're down.
But they just refuse to play. Like, how many layups are they going to miss where they get a guy standing at the bucket all alone?
How about that one?
But they get no calls either.
Well.
They got one here. But watch, he'll miss the free throw.
Yeah, he made that one. So they're down 10 right now. We have them getting
I have no faith. I have no faith in this team. I mean, I don't even know one guy on the team.
At least Portland took care of us.
You know, you're a problem when you got a gambling problem when you bet on teams. You have no idea who's on the team. You're just betting, you're betting on the name or something like that. You know, you got a problem when you just bet on. Do you remember? Like, I've had a lot of guys ask me, "What do you think? I got air for it." Remember Steve-O at CBS?
Yeah.
Your boy, he's Steve-O's like, "What do you like? You on BYU or Air Force tonight?" Can you name one player?
No.
No. Well, then why are you betting on the game? That's a big one. I hit a ton of bets tonight. Penguins +1.5. Stars to win on the money line. that made up for my crappy picks the other night. Remember when I had the Penguins and the Jets?
Yeah, the first night back out of the...
Looked like there was a little brawl in Pittsburgh tonight.
Yeah, got a little chippy. How about the Penguins tonight? Taking it to the Lightning.
Lighting it up. No pun intended.
I like when they wear the mustard jerseys, too.
The Tanger with the goal. A little ripper.
I like those yellow jerseys.
All right, Ricky in Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Scotty?
Hey, man.
Hey, love the show, brother. You crack me up every night when I'm on my way home.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, I have a quick question. I'm a Giants fan, and there's a lot of talk going around that this could be Eli Manning's last year. And speaking on that, we have the number 6 pick, and based on all the mock drafts going around, the first 5 picks are not needing or looking for a quarterback in the draft. So if we happen to get the first dibs on the quarterback in the draft, who do you think the Giants are going to pick based off not who's the best in the draft quarterback-wise, but who's the best fit for the Giants now that we got a run game going with Barkley and everything? Who do you think that they're going to pick if they got first dibs and everybody's up for grabs?
I actually don't think the Giants have the onions to take Kyler Murray. I really don't. I think they'll take Drew Locke.
I think they'll take Haskins.
The kid out of Ohio State.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know who they're going to take. I think it's Locke. He thinks it's Haskins.
And I'll tell you this, too. Where they're picking, where are they picking you? I think it's 7th or 8th.
I don't like, and I'll be honest with you, this is just me. These guys playing with these giant knee braces on, they scare me. This kid Locke is just pure and simple. He's been a quarterback. I think, you know, he's got the size, the arm, everything else. The only thing I don't like is, you know, whatever. He wasn't successful at Missouri, if you ask me. He just wasn't a winner.
Not at all.
So that's a problem for me. But Haskins was a winner, but I think a lot of that has to do with where he plays. I think Ohio State's a winning football program. That's all there is to it. And you get all of these superstars playing there, all these great high recruits, and it makes it a lot easier to win football games. When you got more talent than the team on the other side of the ball, you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to win the game in college. And that's just all there is to it. So, but I don't know. I think Kyler Murray's better than Haskins. And I think Kyler Murray's better than Drew Locke. I think if Justin Herbert was in the draft, the Giants would take him. You know, if they wanted a guy like Eli Manning, right, and they got the nice white quarterback, right, that's what I think they do. And I think a lot of that has to do with their owners, you know, Mara, Tisch, all these guys. To be honest with you, Carver High, because I think Gettleman's got the onions to make a big, bold move, but I think the pressure he gets from above will dictate the decision he makes. How do you feel about that?
I think that they're going to have to – they might not have many choices, even though it seems like they're the first team that's going to need a quarterback in this draft. I think that people will trade up. There are teams that want quarterbacks. This happens every year around the NFL draft. So they're going to have to either make moves themselves if there's a guy they really like, or they might not have the first choice of quarterback. I don't think that Murray's getting taken in the first round.
Do you remember this Super Bowl?
This
okay,
was a great game.
So this was in 99, right?
Yes.
So I'm watching McNair, right? And we all know what happens. They get down to the 1 foot line, 1 inch line, and they lose the game. 23-16, the Rams win the Super Bowl. So I just can't believe he's dead. Right, McNair?
Yes.
Can you even believe that?
No, not at all.
I mean, that is crazy. Raymond in Foxborough, talking Pats on the bench.
Hey, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Ray.
It's Brandon from Foxborough.
Cool, man.
Sorry. Listen, I wanted to check in. I was driving home from work last week, and I heard you commenting on how everyone from New England was being sissies and not backing the Patriots, and you had me in tears. Can I get a double Guinness?
Yeah, get him a double Guinness. I think that, and I stand by that. I stand by what I said. I sat there for a week, and I listened. Carver High backed me up. I sat there and listened to 90% of the calls, said they were going to lose, and I was on them to win the game the whole time. I just think, all I know is I don't think I saw any faith in them. And that's hilarious to me, coming from a place where you've been to 8 Super Bowls, now 9. And, you know, for Brady.
This is Titletown. And for people to think that we can't go on the road and win, I mean, I understand, you know, previous background and whatnot. But did either of you see Jared Goff's face when he walked up on that stage two nights ago for the press conference, he looked like a scared little turd.
I don't know. I like, listen, none of that means anything to me. I don't care about those stupid NFL-sponsored, you know, we're going to make you sit with the other quarterback. We're going to make the coaches sit together. We're going to make everybody happy and pretend like we like each other. Whatever happened to, I hate your guts. I'm playing you on Sunday for the world, and I want to beat your ass. What is this stuff about be friends with the other team nonsense? I don't get it. I didn't see a guy that was scared, but I think that I saw a guy that's never been there before. And I think what we're going to see on Sunday is a guy that has never been there before. And I think the butterflies will come out in that game. I don't think the kid will get unglued until the second quarter. I think the first quarter he might be a little nervous.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
I agree with you. I think that this is a spot where you have to watch for the first quarter or so. I know it's still football. We talked about this 1,000 times. It's cliched. It's just a football game.
Right.
But it's still a different stage. This is not like a normal football game. And Jared Goff has not played in a game like this. And Sean McVay has not coached in a game like this. This is a different game. It's that simple.
Well, even after he beat the Saints, did you see him run to the middle of the field and he was jumping around like a little boy, and then he realized he was the head coach in the Rams and he
Correct.
Had to cool it?
Exactly.
He had the like little the hyper kid on Christmas excited look, and then he's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm the head coach of the Rams. I got to behave myself.
This is a whole nother level.
I don't think he knows even how to win.
We're going to find out on Sunday.
He's never won. He's never won anything.
I know the guy that he's playing knows how to win.
You better believe it. I think the Patriots are licking their chops at the chance to win a 6th Lombardi trophy. They are on the doorstep of tying the Steelers, and no one's done it. And if they lose, the Steelers will still have 6, and everybody else will have 5. That's all I know. Because I never went to math class that day, but the last time I checked, 6 is higher than 5.
Correct.
Kyle in Boston on the hub. You're on the bench.
Great to talk to you. I'm driving back from casino in Rhode Island. I hit all my games, Virginia Tech, Villanova, St. John's. I only lost Memphis.
Yeah, I like that Memphis game, too. I took them, but I didn't bet on it. I just took them and went for it on PharrellOnTheBench.com. But I'm perfect tonight betting. Carver High is my witness. I've hit 6 yep. big bets. And the thing is, I'm riding this USC 7. I have a feeling, though, that I'm going to lose this bet. They're down 10. They were down 7 a minute ago. They can't hit free throws. They can't hit shots. And they suck. That combination spells you lose. They do suck. I mean, the bottom line. Did you want to say something about Kyle Van Noy?
I think he's gone.
I think that did not work out very well. He was pulled over by a Massachusetts state trooper.
He had too much fun going across state lines.
And he asked him how many beers he'd had, and he said, just one.
Just one.
Once you say just one, your legs are spread and hands on the back of the car. Then you refuse the sobriety test, and you lose your license for 6 months. All the runner, Rami, runner 80, runner back up, runner lard ass, runner Romeo whiskey, Velveeta, runner Velveeta cheese, runner. Anyway, Carver, did you have a tomahawk tonight?
I did not. I did not have a tomahawk tonight. I did not have one tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
We'll see what happens.
Good luck with that. Did you like that place I took you for dinner tonight?
That place was awesome. I thought that place was really good.
I thought it was very eclectic.
No idea what the name of it was,
different.
But it was really cool.
I had I think I topped the Hecho. I had 3 tacos for $50.
Very nice. Very economical there.
I mean, honestly.
You had some wings, too.
Listen, I'm being very economical these days, if you could only imagine. But we'll do that next hour. Anyway, so we just did a Twitter live feed from here at the View Bar near the fake blackjack dealer who, let's just say, is endowed very well. There's a lot of action going on here, I got to say.
I know. She keeps looking at you.
She has always been looking at me, waving me into her life. Anyway, I showed everybody the casino up here at the D, the sportsbook, William Hill, and showed them Pharrellmont Street. I showed them a couple of bums. I showed them a couple of strippers. I think Chewbacca was out there. Last night, Carver High saw his favorite guy, the male organ, who stands out on the street all night dressed as a pair of...
He's always out there. He's a different guy, it's too. Just, it's like they borrow the same outfit.
It really is. I mean, it's so hilarious.
This
it's not
team
even,
just can't
it's
hit
not
a
even
shot.
Funny.
This is done.
This game's over. This they suck. USC's awful.
They can't hit a shot.
Terrible. They should cancel the program. Hit a basket, you femme. My God, make a shot. You got to be kidding me. Call the show, 855-212-4CBS-4227. We want to hear from you in the last hour. Talk about the Super Bowl. Talk about Roger Goodell. Talk about anybody. Talk about AD. Talk about hockey. I want to hear from you from Vegas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.